chapter, which is the story of David and Goliath. So David had been anointed as king, but he wasn't king yet because Saul was still king. But in effect, God was saying to him, you're going to be king one day. Okay? So a bit later on, the Philistines are attacking. And the Philistines, I think most people know the story, obviously. I don't know whether how much is taught in school these days about David and Goliath. But Goliath was a giant, and David, as we've seen, was a tiny little dinosaur. Or something similar. So, again, I'm going to just pick little bits. I'm not going to read lots, just pick little bits. A champion named Goliath, who was from Gath, came out of the Philistine camp. His height was 6 cubits, which is quite high, I think. He had a bronze helmet on his head and a coat of armour. On his legs he wore bronze greaves, etc., etc. Goliath stood and shouted to the ranks, why do you come out and line up for battle? Am I not a Philistine, and are you not servants of Saul? Choose a man and let him come down to me. If he is able to fight and kill me, we will become your subjects. But if I overcome him and kill him, you will become our subjects and serve us. Now, obviously, Goliath is challenging the Israelites, and they are pretty scared. Not one of them wants to go out and fight him, understandably, because he's a giant. David was a son of... We already know about David, that he was the son of Jesse, etc. Jesse said to David, take the roast grain and these 10 loaves of bread for your brothers, because his brothers were all at war, fighting for the Israelites, and in this camp where Goliath was challenging them. Early in the morning, David left the flock in the care of a shepherd, loaded up and set out. Let's go through. The Israelites had been saying, do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. David asked the men, what will be done about him? What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? They repeated to him that this is what will be done. And Eliab basically took the mickey out of David and said, don't be stupid. Are you going to suggest you're going to go and do it? David said he turned away to speak to him and brought up the same matter. When David said was overheard and reported to Saul, and Saul sent for him, Saul was the king, David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you're not able to go out against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a little dinosaur. It didn't say that in my... But, and he was a warrior from his youth. But David said to Saul, I've been fighting to keep sheep safe with lions and bears. I know what I can do. And just try, as we're thinking that through, just try and think, why was David so certain? Why was he so certain? The Lord rescued me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear and will rescue me from the hand of this Philistine. So Saul said, go and the Lord be with you. They dressed David in Saul's armour, but that was too much for him. He said, I can't go in this. So he took off the armour, he took his staff, chose five stones, put them in the pouch of his shepherd's bag with his sling in his hand and approached the Philistine. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you down. As the Philistine moved closer, so as Goliath moved closer to attack him, David ran quickly towards the battle line to meet him. Reaching into his bag, he took out a stone, he slung it, and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell down, face down, on the ground. And that basically is David defeating Goliath. So, we're going to try and just act that out quickly. We've got a few things, we've got a few props. We want someone to come and be Goliath. Now, one of the advantages of having your son-in-law here is that if he wants me to babysit for him next time he asks, he's going to have to come and be Goliath. He looks like Goliath. He did used to be in the army, didn't you? So go over there, Goliath. Now, we need someone to be David, we need someone to be King Saul, and we need anyone else who wants to come. Anyone want to be David? Yeah, you're going to be David, Noah? That makes sense, because Noah is, apart from Teddy, is the smallest. You going to come and be David? Yeah? Elliot or Hannah, will one of you come and be King Saul? You get to wear a crown. Or does someone else want to come and be King Saul? Come on, yes, good girl. Thank you. Right, now. So what happens? Don't take these out of the bag. I just found these on the stage. These are Saul... you're Goliath, aren't you? These are Goliath's weapons. You're King Saul, okay? Now, Remember what happens. David is feeding his sheep, and Goliath is coming out, and Goliath is saying, Goliath is saying, choose a man to come and fight me. Go on, you can say that.
Choose a man to come and fight me.
Goliath was from Zimbabwe, in case you hadn't noticed. I don't know what he was doing there by then, but choose a man to come and fight you. Now, King Saul, you need to choose a man to go and fight him. Are you going to go and fight him? It's only your dad. No, you're not, are you? You're not. We need a throne, don't we? We need a throne. We need a throne. Hannah, you need to come and sit on your throne. All right, choose Elliot. Come on then, Elliot. You sit on your throne. Yeah. Now, you are too scared to go and fight him, okay? Even though he's your dad. You're too scared to go and fight him, okay? So you want to say, no, I'm not going to fight him. He's too big. No. Pretend to be scared. Can you act scared? Yeah, no. Oh, that's good. That's very good acting scared. So, David, meanwhile, is coming with some food. David is going to go to King Saul. Eliab, or whoever you are, is still scared, still looks scared. He's going to go to King Saul, and David is going to say, in the voice of his grandmother, his nana,
I'll fight him.
Oh, okay. So, Saul, we're going to dress David in Saul's armour. Okay? We might not manage this. Okay? But that's a bit too big for him. Okay? So he's going to take that off. And what he's going to do is find his own weapons. And his own weapons were pebbles. So, Saul, you can join in as well. And you can join in as well now, if you want. There's three balls. Now, what you have to do is run at him and say, I come against you in the name of the Lord. Oh. You want to throw one at him? We're all going to attack Goliath, even though this isn't what the Bible said. Oh, nearly. Elliot, you're going to have a go? Oh, got him. I haven't got any more. Oh, no. Mind the wires. Mind the wires. One last go. We need Millie to have a go. We need to try and hit Goliath on the head if we can. Oh, nearly. Oh, good shot. Very good. Oh, nearly.
Noah.
Have we got any more balls left?
Noah, throw it.
Oh, good try. Oh, Goliath's dead. Oh, no. So, David, you're going to go and attack him. And actually what we do is someone has to cut his head off. Don't do it really. Don't do it really. Okay, King Saul's good. Don't eat him. It should have been David, but King Saul took over for this one. But well done, David. I'm not sure who threw the stone that actually killed him.
No,
right. Okay. Well, you were Goliath's voice. So, okay, thank you. We've acted that out. And that is what happened. And we read that story as though it's a fairy story, although it's you know, just something made up. But actually, that is a real story, something that really, really, really happened. And David, who was about this size, managed to kill Goliath, who comparatively was about that size. And he's still trying. Hey, have it back there. Thank you. Well done. Thank you. Right. What are we going to do? We're going to sing another song.